This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McBee. U.S. Presidential Biden's efforts to persuade Israel to halt its military strikes in Gaza plunged the U.S. president and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu into a difficult early test of their long relationship. The two have had other moments of tension over the years, especially when Biden was former President Barack Obama's vice president. And the current differences over the war in Gaza create a challenge that Biden was trying mightily to avoid. Early in Biden's term, foreign policy has taken a backseat, and he had hoped to avoid getting bogged down in an effort to establish a lasting peace that has proven elusive for leader after leader. Israel bombarded Gaza with airstrikes, and Palestinian militants kept up cross-border rocket fire Wednesday, with no firm sign of any imminent ceasefire despite international calls to end more than a week of fighting. Israeli leaders said that they were presenting and pressing on with an offensive against Hamas and Islamic Jihad, but an Israeli military spokesman acknowledged that was an estimated 12,000 missiles and mortars in the group's Gaza arsenal, and they still have enough rockets to fire. The Israeli military said about 50 rockets were fired overnight from Gaza, with sirens sounding in the coastal city south of Tel Aviv and in communities closer to the Gaza border. The European Union put forward a plan Wednesday it believes will help boost production and the availability of COVID-19 vaccines more effectively than a proposed waiver of patent rights now backed by the United States. Under pressure from developing countries to agree to waiving intellectual property rights for vaccines and treatments, the EU's plans will focus on export restrictions.